guys. So I thought we did some really good things the other night against Tampa Bay. Every phase, I thought we won, with the exception of kickoff return. You know, we haven't done a good job with that in the first two games, and that's going to be a point of emphasis this week and the rest of the preseason. We've got to get our kickoff return game going where, you know, we think it should be. So that's where we're at right now. I think it's more timing than anything. The front line blocking has been okay. A couple misses there the other night. The back line and the returner is the timing's off. It's not the returner. It's more the back line and the wedge guys, we call them the back line. The timing's not quite where it needs to be. And so we worked on it yesterday. We're going to work on it again tomorrow and continue getting better in that regard.
Different about Jeff Locke in this game.
You know, Jeff did a really nice job. It was a little windy, but it wasn't bad. But he wasn't worried about it. He was doing what he had done all week long in practice. That was probably his best week of practice prior to that game that he's had since he's been here. And he carried on that out over into the game, which was really good for him and good for our team. And obviously, he did a great job with the plus 50 punts. The two field punts we covered very, very well. So I was excited about his progress. And like anything else in football, the more consistent he is, the better off we're all going to be, and especially Jeff. So I thought he did a good job for us the other night.
You tinker around with your units. You have 90 guys now as opposed to regular season where you have fewer than that. I mean, is that sort of a handicap to have too many guys?
No, not at all. We used 50 different guys the other night in the four core phases alone. So it was 43, I think, against Pittsburgh. We did 50 the other night. Two things. I don't think it's a handicap because we like to train all these guys, whether they're on our regular teams or our show teams, using our techniques. And we take a lot of pride that we can put, you know, we work three punt teams, we work three kickoff teams, two punt return, two kickoff return, three field goal teams, et cetera. I think the more guys you prepare, because at the end of the day, those last maybe 8 to 10 spots, you don't know who they're going to be at the beginning of camp, so you're preparing all those guys, number one. Number two, if they play well, they have an opportunity that if we release them, they have a chance to go somewhere else and make a team. So I think I owe it to those guys to train those guys and give them opportunities because they work real hard for us, and we got a good bunch of guys this year.
Philosophy on running kickoffs out deep in the end zone. Cordero's had a few. You know, he's 6 or 7 yards deep. He hasn't gotten back from the to the 20. But is your thinking that the upside outweighs the downside?
It should be. It should. We're a very aggressive team. We always have been. Whether we had, you know, Percy Harvin or Cordero Patterson or whoever's been back there, we feel like we can make a big play anytime we have that opportunity. I think when it's 7 or 8 yards deep and it's real, real high, or if it's more in the corner, one corner or the other, that's when we should take a knee. And we haven't in the past. So that's where we've changed our philosophy a little bit. But we're still going to be an aggressive team on kickoff return to help our offense get great field position or give our guys a chance to score.
Patterson's maybe effort and mentality been, because you guys are working a lot of people returning balls, so he might not be getting as many touches.
Right. His attitude's been great. He knows we're working different guys. He knows we have to prepare in case he's not the kickoff returner. If he's injured or, you know, if he's involved in the offense a lot more, whatever the case may be. When he's fresh, he'll be back there, and healthy, he'll be back there. So he knows that, he'll get more touches as the preseason goes on to prepare him for the regular season. You know, already last year, compared to last year, he already has more returns than he did last year, or opportunities, because last year I think he had one or two the whole preseason. This year we're going to use him a little bit more to prepare him for the season.
Your thought process of trying so many different guys back there?
Once again, it's giving guys the opportunity. You know, DeJuan Harris was Green Bay's kickoff returner. I want to give him an opportunity. Joe Banyard's back there because he's trying to make this football team. I want to give him an opportunity. Marcus Sherrills will, you know, more than likely be our kickoff returner, you know, if everything works according to, of course, what I would like, obviously. But, he's our good punt returner, and he's an excellent backup kickoff returner, and he can play halfback on our kickoff return team because he's an effective blocker as well, no matter what his size is. So, you know, we got guys back there that could play returner or halfback, and we're trying to prepare them to do both.
Do you feel like your punt return game right now has been the strongest point?
I mean, we're gaining a lot of yards. Our blocks have been really good. You know, we've had the benefit of going double vice every time, pretty much every time, and that's not going to be realistic because we're not going to be able to do that during the season. Fourth and short, I can't have six in the box. They could fake it at any time, and obviously we're out there to defend against the fake first or any broken formation or whatever the case may be. And then from there, hope to get a big return. So we've been working a lot of technique right now, assuming that the other team's not going to fake a punt this early in the preseason. And then as we go on to the rest of the preseason into the regular season, we have to prepare for those type of situations. And we won't be able to double vice the gunners every time. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I know we're doing some really good things with the punt return game, but knowing that we're going to have to change our philosophy and what we call somewhat as we go forward.
typically change that? Or?
This week or next week, and then on for the rest of the season, because it's, you know, everybody's working technique right now, and then, you know, we're doing such a good job returning kicks. If it's fourth and one and they're kicking from their 50 and we have six in the box, they might fake it. And I don't, you know, we don't want that happening in preseason or regular season, obviously.
Is it hard to balance maybe Diggs and Sherrills? They seem like two totally different types of returners. Diggs more explosive, Sherrills more maybe a sure-handed possession guy?
I wouldn't describe Marcus as a sure-handed possession guy at all. He is that, but he's much more than that. He's very explosive. You know, I don't know what his career average is, but I know it's, I think it might be the highest in our team's history. He's number one, so he's a very explosive returner as well. Stephon's had the benefit of some really good blocking, and he's done a great job of hitting the seams, and Marcus has had two pretty explosive returns himself without the benefit of much blocking. So they're very similar in that they're quick and shifty, and they're both explosive, and, you know, I think it's a great battle so far.
You can still get uneasy at times when Stephon Diggs is going back to catch a punt, as we've seen a couple times.
I'm getting more confidence in him. I think he's the more confidence I see from him, the more confident I will be. You know, right now I think he's doing a real nice job.
Is that it? Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.